Brad, you got to say hi to John. John's got something for you.
Hi, John.
All right, so
hey, how you doing today?
Good. John is giving you kind of the other side of the coin here. Brad, as he announced at this time yesterday, is going to be a dad again at 50 years of age.
Super excited.
And so we've been getting calls from other guys who've gone through this, have become dads at 50.
You know, it was funny, like the day, like almost the day we found out, or right in that week, the cover of People magazine was some guy that's like having a child after 50 or something, one of these, you know, celebrity talk show guys. And it was like, okay, I'm not the only one. It's on the cover of People magazine.
Well, John is going to tell you what it's like for a kid to have a dad who's 50, because John experienced this. John, your dad was 50 when you were born, correct?
52.
All right. So give us some give us the upside, give us the downside. What do you remember about being a little kid when your dad's in his 50s and 60s?
Okay, the best part is my sisters, they and my older brother, they got to screw up on everything. By the time I was born, see, they're all 12, 13. So the youngest one is 12 years older than me. So they got to do all the screwing up. They got to do all the, you know, got busted with drugs, got busted with drinking, all that fun jazz. And when I got to go through it, my dad had already dealt with it. So I never really got in trouble for almost anything.
Oh, so he was tired. He was tired of
it'll all work out. He's just, you know, don't worry. He'll get back on the
That's
right
exactly
path.
That's exactly it. Yeah. That was exactly it, because my sisters and brothers did every mistake before me. So for me, literally, it was like, oh, well, I've been through this. So
he didn't overreact.
No big deal.
He didn't overreact.
Yeah, there was nothing there. Like my oldest sister, she got pregnant when she was like 17 or 18. And freaking my dad freaked out. I was just being born. Didn't even realize. Then later I found out he lost it. Now, that was the good thing about being the youngest.
The way your dad looked at it, as long as he doesn't knock somebody up when he's 16 or 17, he's all right, you know? Yeah.
But he died when you were 6 years old. What happened? What's the bad side?
Yeah, Brad wants to know what's the downside.
Well, the downside is at this age, he's getting so old that by the time I have kids, he's never going to be able to play with them.
Okay.
You know, not the same way he got to do with us, you know, jumping on his legs and things like that, because, you know, he's getting to that age where he can't really.
How old is he now?
I guess that would make him 82.
Okay. Well, do you remember when you were a kid? Because I want to really put this into context for Brad. Do you remember when you were, you know, say 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 years old? Were there ever any moments where you said, geez, my dad can't do this because he's too old, whereas the other kids' dads can?
I would have to say that part didn't really come up, because until my dad hit his seniors, like his, I would say 65 to almost, you know, 70. I would have said he hit senior about 65, you know, when he finally couldn't really do much.
Yeah.
So when I was young, he was upkeeping with all the old dads. He's an old school kind of guy, right? He got, you know, his dad was a rough and tough, and he is a rough and tough kind of guy, you know?
Huh. All right. Yeah.
So he just kept up because he just had to.
You'll still be moving around in the middle school years, Brad.
Well, the way I look at it, you know, my dad's 76, and, I mean, he's out there building decks and stuff with me, and I'm like, man, if I could be that active with him, a kid would be 25, 26 years old by then.
26 years down the road, yeah.
No exactly. And that's just it. You know, like when you're a man's man, you stay a man's man, and it always works out good.
Don't go calling anybody a man's man around here, please.
All right, thank you, John.
Yeah. But with the Canadian conversion, I guess that would mean the age difference is a little different, a little less.
So you're going to be teaching them to drive again when you are 65.
That'll probably be Terrence's deal. No, we're not letting him teach that boy. That's Terrence's job.
All right, our email to Brad and John at KISM.com.